Next thing is some terminology. So a acute local toxicant. The acute talks about the time frame. So the time frame for acute is 1 second to 24 hours. The local means that the effect of the toxicant is local rather than distributed. So we're talking then at the skin, the eyes, or the mucous membrane. So it's damaging the lungs. Next one is chronic local. So in this case, the time frame now has moved from a day to 10 years. And then again, same damage point. So as examples of these things for our acute local, so we want something then that we're exposed to, does a lot of damage to the skin over a short period of time. Give me something that you can think of. Sulfuric acid, yeah? So immediately it's destroyed those tissues and it's over a very short amount of time. Chronic local. So it's dosing up either your skin or your eyes or your lungs with something over a long period of time and that a nasty effect is produced. Cigarettes. Yeah. UV is not a chemical, okay, so we've got to have a chemical thing here. We know from that first real prac on air quality that cigarette contains a whole multitude of different chemicals in there, so it's actually that chemical cocktail that's our toxicant, and it's behaving then over this sort of duration. Yeah. No, this is talking about the amount of time which you're being dosed over. Okay, so the acute one then is your dose time frame is over a day. So you're in this room for a day and then you've got some problems. Yeah, whereas this one here is saying that, okay, it could take 5 years before that repeated exposure has some sort of an effect that you can measure. Next one is acute systemic. So our acute's the same, but now the systemic thing has to get into our distribution system. So we've got inhalation or ingestion of a chemical. The effect then is on remote organs rather than on the lungs in the case of inhalation or on your stomach, for instance, if you ingest something. This then, for instance, it destroys kidneys, okay, because it's then being distributed through the organism. And then chronic, same time frame as up above, but over a longer period of time. Yeah, so give me an example, an acute thing. Alcohol, alcohol would work. If you drink an entire bottle of methanol, no, a bottle of whiskey won't do that unless you do it every day for a few. Yeah, well, no, those things. Now, those things have been tested, and if they had problems in terms of their toxicology, they would not be allowed to be used. But in this case, alcohol is good, because a bottle of methanol, and you're over and done with, okay? You've got an instant effect in that day, you've gone blind. In the case of a bottle of whiskey, you've got a hangover, but it's not severe enough to call it a significant sort of problem, but you do it every day for 2 months, and something will be destroyed. So at that point, it becomes a chronic systemic. Yeah. Now, with the acute exposure, typically, it is a single dose. And we're going to look in that prac then at dose response curves for an organ.